Chevra. First of all, make room, make room. We could always fit. We said this house is gematria, is the address is 444. That's why we bought the house, which is Beis Mikdash. Mikdash is 444. It's the house Beis Mikdash. So if it's Beis Mikdash, so we could fit, Chevra. We'll make room. Come. First of all, before we start, I want to thank and share all the chizik and Torahs and Torah tonight being sponsored. First of all, by Yitzchak Zvina Tanel Abtam. On one level, it's Hoydel Hashem Kitov Kilim Chasto. He's at a big milestone in his life, which we'll talk about in a few moments. I'm not even going to share it right now. We're going to talk about it a few minutes into the shir, because it's a chizik for each and every one of us here. As well as he's Lila Nishmas, a chaver of his, that unfortunately was nifter this week, Pinchas ben Elio Ezra. Pini Pinchas ben Elio Ezra is Neshama Shavon Aliyah in Schus of all the Chizik, all the Cyrus, all the Torah. Also, Shir tonight's being sponsored Lefu Shleima. First of all, by one Mishpacha Lefu Shleima, for now, Yiddish Mama, very chashuv, a special woman who needs a refuah, Rachel Perel Bas Esther. We should all have her in our tefillos. You should take down the name. Not just the learning tonight should be Lefu Shleima, but Shadavin. She needs tefillos, Rachel Perel Bas Esther. And by another mishpacha for one end of the world to another, this is an older woman who needs a big refuah, was Rachel Perel Bas Esther. And here's a baby that was just born that had a procedure, was having a procedure done tonight, and needs a refuah. Karen Eliora Basara Michal. Karen Eliora Basara Michal, you should take down the name as well. And both Rachel Perel Bas Esther and Karen Eliora Basara Michal, she have refuos and yeshuos. Bekarov, just to bring such toivas to their mishpachos. B'soch Shar Chayil Yisrael.
Amen.
So it's mamish, it's bittersweet starting to give over Torah tonight. On one hand, it's the biggest chus in the world, especially after what I've been through the last few weeks. We spoke about last week already, we were zoichah to give Torah. On the other hand, this is the final week. You know, this shir, for me personally, is a very, very special shir. It's been going on for close to, I believe, around 12 years, and it's been a very special shir in my life. It's given me tremendous chizik and zoris. And I think it's given many, many people who've come through these doors throughout all the years to remind us together that we're connected to the Rabbanu Shalom, even here in Chutz La'aretz. In the deepest of ways. And 2 years ago, I came to my, you know, I was called to possibly take a job to be the Rav of a camp, of Camp Dina, it's a girls' camp. And we cheshbened a lot and felt that there was a lot to give over there and a lot of good reason to take this opportunity. But one of the biggest cheshbonos, emes vamita, one of the biggest cheshbonos I had about taking this job, what that would mean, starting already last summer, that I wouldn't be around to give the Thursday night shir. And so it's bittersweet in the sense this is the last weekly shir. And I feel bad about that. Hopefully we'll send out shirim over the WhatsApp group and other. But hopefully together we should take upon ourselves Thursday nights to learn special Torah and connect Hashem in a deep way. But that being said, it's also an achrayas tonight if it's the last shir for a long time. I mean, hopefully we'll be Zoicha Mashiach and we'll give a share next Thursday in Yerushalayim, but if we're not Zoicha, so we have to give over some Torah and Sarah, some Chizik that's going to last the whole summer. So hopefully some of us will be together. I happen to be set up to giving a bunch of Shirim in Camp Hask over the summer. Hopefully we'll Zoicha Mashiach, but if not, we'll have to be together. I don't want to talk about it at the end of the summer, but I'm not even going to say the words. Okay, let's just learn. Enough of the intro, let's learn. So the beginning of the parasha is about Lo'ezcha. So we all know the beginning, the first few psukim talk about the menorah, the lighting of the menorah by Aaron. There's so many famous rashis here, maybe we'll talk about later in the 5 minute vart. And then right away after that, right after talking about the menorah, by Davar Shem Moshe Lemar, Kachas Alviyim Etoch Bnei Yisrael, talks about taking the Leviyim and being Mekadish the Leviyim and as their jobs in Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, seemingly, on some level, the lead of Klal Yisrael. We have to understand what is the juxtaposition between these parshios? You know, sometimes we know famously Rashi's and Chazal's, like from last week's parsha. Lama nismucha parshios nazil parshios soita. Everybody knows, right? Kol aroya soita bekulzal yazer atzma minayayin. The famous Torah's on that. But if Chazal's going to ask that question there, that means Emes is the setup of the Torah and Gantz Torah, and the entire Torah has to have rhyme and reason. Why one parasha is next to another parasha. So why is it that the parasha is starting with Menorah, and why right after the Menorah is it going to tell us about the Leviim and the job of the Leviim in Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash? Before we get to that, one other famous Rashi I want to point out. I spoke about this once before, this Rashi. So the Pasuk at the end of the parasha, when it's talking about taking the Levim, or in the middle, so Rashi there points out in Perek Ches Pasuk Yutas that in the parasha talking about taking the Levim, Chamesh Poem Im Nemar B'Yisrael B'Mikrazeh, one Pasuk in Pasuk Yutas, which very strangely, in one Pasuk, it says B'nai Yisrael five different times, constantly, again and again and again. And it could use a possessive, it could use some other way of referring to B'nai Yisrael, but B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. And Rashi says, Chamesh Pamim Nem B'nai Yisrael B'mikrazeh, Lo Hodiya Chibason, Shenichvelu Az Kroseyem B'mikra Echad, K'minyon Chamish Chumshi Torah. So Rashi is bringing down a Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to mention B'nai Yisrael five times, to show his tremendous Ahavas, Chibas, love, and therefore mention them five times, just like Chamish Chumshi Torah. First of all, we have to understand why here specifically. And more so, which we're going to come to a little bit later tonight, what's the connection between that and Chamish Chumshi Torah to show the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for B'nai Yisrael? Specifically, Chamish Chumshi Torah. Why that? Now, why he felt the need, why the Eibishter felt the need to show his love for B'nai Yisrael right here, that, Kedushas Levi, the Berditchev already teaches us, but it should be an idea that I think all of us should understand. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu right here is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to go on some level and separate the Levim as Kodesh, as holier, as the one serving in Mishkan and Beis Mikdash. So, okay, I'm a Kohen, so it makes me feel very good. If there are Kohanim in the room, Levim in the room, but outside of the Kohanim Levim, which probably are very few in the room, that could make the Yisraelim, which is the Ruba Deruba of Klai Yisrael, feel pretty awful. And have a pretty low self-esteem. Like, the Rabbanu Shem, great, he's taking the Kohan and the Levim, and they have all these beautiful jobs, and who am I? You know, we're chopped liver. Just the Yisrael, I'm a nothing. So Pump, at that moment, in the midst of taking the Levim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell every member of Klai Yisrael, I love you. I love you. I have tremendous chibah towards you. Tremendous love towards you. Now, why compared to Chamish Chumshi Torah? Hold off, we'll get to it. But we understand why at that moment he wants to show that to every member of Klal Yisrael. And it's a chizik teaching every one of us. That's tremendous chizik. We stop and think about it. To know that, you know, you look around, if you looked around this room, every one of us in this room is so different. And every one of us in this room is holding at different places in Avodah Hashem, in learning, in life, in our abilities even, in our abilities, in our chachma, in our abilities to remember. Sometimes you meet guys, they learn a gemara, and they mamish could just, mamish go, and they're telling it over like it's secondhand nature, and you're struggling, you spent a week straight on that same gemara, and mamish is still not holding klar in it. And it can be depressing, you feel a little bit of low self-esteem. And the Eibishter is telling us here, no, I have chiba for each and every one of you. Okay, we're all different, and we all have different jobs in this world. And someone's supposed to be a kohen, and someone's supposed to be a levi, and someone's supposed to be a yisrael, and someone's supposed to be a reshiva, and someone's supposed to be a mashgiach, and somebody's supposed to be a lawyer, and someone's supposed to be a doctor. But you know what? You're equally beloved to me. And as long as you do your role to the fullest, and you fulfill your tafkid achayim to the best of your ability, you're a gem just like mamish the gadol hadar. And it's so important to understand and not forget and lose sight of that. It's emes. That's the chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in this Rashi. At this moment. And too many yidden lose sight of that. And I think, if I'm not going to be a Rosh Yeshiva, I'm not going to be a Magid Shir, I'm not going to be a Rav, then I'm ultimately, I'm a nothing. I'm a Baal Bas, a Kishkoich. I'm going to keep Shabbos, I'm going to keep, but like, and I'll learn a little bit, Dav Yomi maybe, but like, I can't be anything great. No, you could be great. You could be great. You could be Tzadik Yisod Olam. Who knows how Kadosh Baruch Hu judges every person? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave different people different abilities. So he's able to do a little bit more than you because he was given bigger abilities. His achrayas is much bigger than you. You look at people, oh, but also I'm not, you know, fine, I'm not a Rashiva, but I'm also not like this big gevir. And you look, this big gevir, I'm not going to mention any names now, because, but Lamai is a big gevir that is a supporting Torah. I'm just a Pashat Yid. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave that gevir like millions and millions of dollars. Do you know if he's even living up to what he's supposed to be doing? You know what, I've thought about it so many times when I was, you know, a few times you play the lottery whenever they're the big, big numbers. Right, when like it's a $500 million lottery. It got, one of them this year went to like a $1.2 billion. You remember that earlier in the year, whatever it was? So you play the lottery then. Ich weiß nicht, why do you play the lottery then and you won't play it if it's 10 million? Like, I'm only going to be happy $1.2 billion. It's the same chance, but I'm not going to play the lottery if it's 10 million. Like, it doesn't, if you thought about it for one moment, it makes absolutely no sense. But Lamaisa, that's just the nature of humanity. Lamaisa, that sometimes, whenever I've bought like a lottery ticket, I don't know, every time, and like it's a big 300 million, 400 million, 500 million, whatever it is. So obviously, like, your mind goes in dreams a little bit. You have chalaimas. And right away, you dream about that apartment in Eretz Yisrael, right? You know the one, like, opposite the Kaisel? Like, that's going to be yours. Whatever it takes. With the beautiful, like, overlooking the Kaisel. You'll have a second one also when you want peace and quiet in Rechavia somewhere. But, like, Vada, you could have one, you're winning $500 million. You could have both, right? You know, it's not even a Shaila. It's like, that's going to be yours. Vada, that's going to be yours. But you know what MS is every time? I'll stop and think to myself, do I really even want this? You know what my life will become? You know, and you know what a chray is? Then how do you cheshbin what a Kadosh Baruch Hu expects you and how much of that to give away? And how much you're allowed to keep for yourself? And how much, maybe there are a bunch of them gave it all to you so you could support, like, he gave you $500 million. So what do you need to live on? You need $1 million, $2 million? Maybe you're supposed to give $450 million of it away. And after Me'ev Esrim, if you gave $100 million to Tzedakah, Rabban Shalom was screaming and yelling at you, you did nothing. I gave you $500 million. Scary thought, right? If you stop and think about it. It's a chrayis. Every one of us is different. Every one of us has a different chrayis. And we have to just do the best we can with whoever we are. You know, tonight, I started out, the shiur is being sponsored by Yitzhak Zinatanel, my chash of a Talmud. Talmud, he's more than a Talmud. He's like a son. He knows that. He's a ben bayis over here. He's been coming to shiur longer than anyone else over here. Okay, on and off. On and off. But longer than anyone else in the room here, right? Bad.
You're old now.
Yeah, to the old house. Some of the chaver here has been in the old house, but Lameisa, this is the Antana. I asked him Rishus that I could announce this. I think it's, I have kinnah for what he's accomplished. Some people would be sensitive, but I think there's nothing to be sensitive of. It's for all of us to get chizik from. Yisrael Zinatanel is sponsoring tonight, and the milestone of Hoydel Hashem Kitov Kilim Chasdo is that last week he reached 1 year of being sober, 1 year of sobriety. And I want to tell you guys something. And I'm telling this to you. I don't believe there's anything I've accomplished in my life in the eyes of the Rabbonu Shalom that compares to that. I can't. I thought about it. I mamish gave this thought. I mean this. We don't know. We think, oh, because I finished Masechtas and I put in a lot of time in Mail, which is all very chashuv. But Baruch Hashem, I'm able to do that. I love doing that. It's conducive to me. It's something I enjoy. It's something important to me. To go and have Vada, a strong, crazy Yetzirah for something in an incredible way that take hold of your life, which those of us who have not dealt with addiction and have not been in that parsha can't even understand what it is. Only if you're fully in it do you understand. I've dealt with it enough where I could think I understand a drop, but I don't even fully understand what you understand. You know that. And to go and to defeat the Yetzirah like that for a year is an accomplishment, Shein Kamo. That's, you're going to have a place in Olam Haba next to all the tzaddikim. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. That's Avodas Hashem as well. Shmart does not have Shoseichem is Avodas Hashem. Being a healthy individual is Avodas Hashem. Being able, therefore, to learn and daven and work in every other area of your life, because you're not doing that, you're not. So that's your Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem has a lot of colors. And we have to remember that. And not get caught up in forgetting what Avodas Hashem truly is. I don't know how many of the chaver listened to the shir I gave last Matzei Shabbos. But over Shavuos, I was stuck in a hospital, and I didn't daven one tefillah. I said I learned 5 minutes Shavuos night, And it was the most desirous and the chizik and ruchnias I've had in my whole entire life, maybe, in those 3 days. So Udus Hashem has a lot of colors and a lot of different ways, and we have to remember that and know that, not compare and contrast to other people. When, you know, guys have been coming back from Shana'al, Shana'bet, and some of the chevers beyond that, some of the guys just got back. And one guy after guy, like, complained to me, and I remember this time, myself, and I know, one of the worst things is, like, that competition, looking to each other. There's a healthy part of desiring of kina seifrim, but it's an unhealthy competition, looking down on others, and that I have to be like that, and you have to be like that, and the way we're all different, and we all have to be ourselves, and be our best selves. And that's why Pump, in the midst of choosing the Levim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yisraelim, I love you. Don't get down. It's a big chizik. It's a big chizik. You should never forget. And not stop growing, each and every one of us, in our ways. And that means in the way we learn also. Some of us take the different types of limudim. So we should look down and look at different people. There's some yeshivas that have to hide learning certain svarim under tables. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Vada the ikr is to sit and learn Torah Shavapah and Shas and Poskim. But you enjoy learning other svarim. You should have to hide that you're learning Torah. What is this chves nish? Like an Archie comic book in some yeshivish camp? I mean, what is, you know, what is going on? It's sick. Now, I remember that. I remember when I was in third and fourth grade. I'm not going to name the camp, but I went to like these yeshivish camps. You know? And I remember you had to hide your comic books in your we used to put it in the laundry bag. In the laundry bag, we used to hide the comic books, because that was like mamish, like Yerek Valyavar, you know, the comic book. Imagine that was Yerek Valyavar then. Now you have smartphones. I mean, it's like, anyways. The emes is everybody has to be themselves and be their best selves. B'derech Torah, b'derech Limud, in all ways, in our davening. How much we work so much on our low? How many of us are working on our davening? They're yidden to daven like, mamash, I wish I could daven like them. It's also so, that's tremendous. Maybe they're not learning as much as they're davening in incredible ways. Chesed. All right, Chaver, well, let's try to understand this a little bit deeper. That was a side point, a little bit of a tangent. Just had to explain. What's pshat in the juxtaposition of the menorah and the levim, and why these chamushei chamshei Torah is the love of Yisrael? Is there a deeper meaning? Is a deeper understanding we can understand? So I saw that the Shul Pinchas, he brought down from a sefer Totzos Chaim, sort of Chaim Baskovitz. He said very big tzaddikim have brought him down. Rav Yoelish brought him down, and the Rebbe Milblin brought him down. So we're talking big people. Who says that the seven candles, the seven neros on the menorah, are keneged the Zion Rayim? Other tzaddikim say other ideas. I'm sure everyone has heard many tzaddikim talk about it being the 7 days of the week. But the Tzitzas Chaim says it's the Zion Rayim. Right? We all know the Zion Rayim, the Ayinush Bizen. You have Avim, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. So he says if that's true, these are the Zion Ro. If the Zion Neros of the Menorah represent Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, so what's the middle El Mul Pnei HaMenorah? What's the middle candle that all the other candles are directed towards? We know all the three on each side were connected El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, the middle candle. Who's the middle candle? Moshe Rabbeinu. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are before. Aaron, Yosef, David are after. Moshe Rabbeinu is there right in the middle. Moshe Rabbeinu is where everything else is directed towards. And why is that the Moshe Rabbeinu is everything else directed towards? Because Moshe represents Torah. Moshe MS v'Sarasso MS. And everything else has to be guided by Torah. Everything else has to have that Yisoid of Torah. And it's Torah that runs the world. And therefore everybody else, with all their koichos, are all Amul Pnei HaMenorah to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says also, maybe that's pshat in the famous Rashi that everybody speaks about by Aaron. By Aaron it says, right, V'yaskein Aaron, that he lit the menorah. And what's Rashi say, everyone knows? L'hagid shvachol sh'aron, that what? Thank you. If you didn't know those next two words, start learning Rashi, Chevra. Like, you're coming, this is beautiful, I love all of you, but we got to learn Rashi, this is, right? L'hagid shvachol sh'aron shul shina. Rashi says, V'yaskin Aaron. Hashem says Aaron light a menorah. V'yaskin Aaron. I did. Shalosh, he didn't change. Everybody asks. It's such a chiddush. What, Aaron's gonna not light the menorah? V'yaskin Aaron. Shaloshina, he didn't change. What, like really? Really, Aaron's gonna change? Could be a little bit of a deeper pshat. There's a Rashi in the era that sometimes in the Torah it says Aaron and Moshe, and sometimes it's Moshe and Aaron. In the order of something, right? Who Aaron and Moshe? Yesh Mekoma Shemakdim Aaron LeMoshe. Yesh Mekoma Shemakdim Moshe LeAaron. Throughout the Torah, the times of Moshe's names first, the time of Aaron's names first. So Rashi says, Lomer Shecha Sheshkulim Ke'echlen. To teach you that they're a shakul. They're equally great tzaddikim. Aaron is being told now, even though you're in this, you're shakul Moshe. You're shakul Moshe. But I want you to light the menorah, el mul pnei menorah, and even your candle is going to be what? Subservient to Moshe, going to be towards Moshe. That took anivus, that took a lot of humility. That was the shevach of Aaron Shloshina. He didn't change that, he kept it that way. That he had such humility. One pshat, you could say. But what do we see here, Chevra? The design Rome and all their midos, and the chesed of Avram, and the gevurah of Yitzchak, and the tferes of Yaakov. And mamish, you talk about Aaron HaKoyin, Oiv Shalom, V'roidi Shalom, the Benonu Chaver of Aaron HaKoyin. Yois V'atzadik, Soid, Priskaidesh, Yois V'atzadik, David Melech Mashiach, all of their koyach are mevatel and almul pnei menorah, are all towards Torah. Torah has to be the foundation. And by the way, this is not contradictory to what I said moments ago. No, I said moments ago, you know, that everybody on their own level, and we have to find our places and not compare and contrast. But at the same time, everybody needs the Yisoid in Torah. How much of that Yisoid in Torah, how much time, how much effort, how much is subjective to every individual, but everybody needs Yisoid in Torah. El mul pnei ha-menorah is el mul pnei ha-Torah. That has to be the focal point. And the menorah we know represents Torah. Right? What's the Gemara in Baba Basra say? I wrote to Shiachim Yadrum. You want to get wise, you dive in towards the south. Why? What's in the south? The menorah. So Chachmas HaTorah comes from the menorah. What are we in? Just Pashuk. Pashuk says in Mishlei, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar. Okay, Chanukah Ketorahs are coming back to us, right? I'm sure the Chevers thinking Chanukah Ketorahs. Baruch Hashem, it's always a schus to bring the other Yom, Heilig Yom Tovim into different times of the year. But that's Yabba Loischa, yeah. We not talk Chanukah, right? But the ikr, therefore, of the menorah is that the menorah represents Torah, and therefore the focal point of the menorah is Moshe Rabbeinu. And it has to be the focal point of our lives. And the focal point of this summer coming up, Chevra. You know, the summer is a dangerous zman for Yiddishkeit. That's why it is, there's no coincidence that the 3 weeks and the 9 days, Ben HaMetzarim and Tisha B'Av, is pumped in the middle of the summer. And we don't have any Yom Tovim in the summer. You know, for the world, for the Welt, everyone looks forward to the summer. For the Welt, oh, I can't wait for the summer to come. Chill, nice weather, relax. For Yiddishkeit, it's Sakonas Nefashos. We don't have our Yom Tovim in the summer. We have our difficult days in the summer. We have our Tzoros, we have our Velos. The summer, what it is to have Shmiras and Ayim in the summer, wherever we're going to be. Wherever we're going to be, we're going to be, have a job in the city, we're going to be a Chves Nishin Kam Hask, we're going to be, I'm giving 4 Shurman Hask, I'm not saying you shouldn't be there, but don't, if you deny that it's a difficult to have Shmiras and I'm okay, fine, Shkoyach, but Rebbe, but all the girls are dressed Snias there, you know, what do you mean, these are all from girls. That's sometimes the hardest Shmiras and I'm, let's be real, be honest with ourselves. Be honest with yourself. Right? Chevra. Be honest. So, I mean, the summer carries with it difficult nisyonos. And then when it comes, there's just ultimately a lack of seder. We don't have the security of the yeshiva setting. We don't have the security of our everyday lives where I'm set with the certain minyanim that I'm going to, and my shiurim and my chavrusas, and it's a whole different world. Even just bein hazmanim right now that some of us are in. So some of us are set up for the summer. I'll be in a kollel, but that's going to be for 5-6 weeks of the summer. What about the before? What about the after? The center point, the yisod, has to be Torah. And that could be different for each and every one of us. But it means I have to set up that I'm going to be koivei itim l'toyra in a very serious way. El mul pnei amenorah is el mul pnei Moshe. El mul pnei Moshe emes v'saraso emes. That's what the Torah is telling us here. Okay, no, we didn't answer any questions yet, if you remember, right? Don't forget, we're going to understand why the parasha of Levim is right after the parasha of Menorah. We're just understanding what the Menorah represents. But before we understand that, meaning, it's a little bit strange. You ever think about it? I'm sure you've all thought this question I'm about to share. And it's what the Chacham Sofer finally talks about. I never saw an answer till this week. Everyone says it's a menorah. We've all heard this Chanukah time menorah represents Torah, especially based on the Gemara and Basra. It's a Yachim Yadrim and Or Kinemus Torah, like we said, right? Doesn't the Aron already represent Torah? Weren't the Luchos placed in the Aron? And therefore, should the Aron, which seemingly is the focal point of the whole Beis HaMikdash, at least in the Kodesh Gedashim, although the Rambam seems to say them as Be'achid, but that's for another time. L'maisa, in the Kodesh Gedashim is the Aron, with the Luchos, which is the Torah that Hashem has given us. Shouldn't that be the representation of the Kli that's Torah in the Mishkan? We know, okay, Shulchan is Parnasa, and Mizbeach is Avodah, which is Tefillah, but like, L'maisa, shouldn't the Aron be Torah? Why is the menorah Torah? Good question, right? Sure, there are some in this room who have thought about this before. I've thought about this for years. Never, I guess it didn't bother me enough because I never searched. Emes is, I've thought about it many, many times. I've never searched for an answer. I don't know why. It's a problem. Sorry. But I found an answer this week. And it's just a line in the Chacham Sofer. And the Chacham Sofer says that it's true the Aron represents Torah. The Aron is Torah Shebiksav. The Luchos were Karos al Luchos, were written, were etched. It's Torah Shebiksav. The Menorah is Torah Shebalpeh. The Menorah represents Torah Shebalpeh. And by the way, it makes sense. Torah Shebalpeh, ultimately, in its authentic state, is supposed to be a Palpeh, which is not supposed to have any physical presence to it. It's supposed to be just words passed on generation to generation. Menorah is it's not the physical menorah, it's the light of the menorah. The menorah, the aura itself, you can mamish, it's so strong and so powerful, yet you can put your hand right through it. Right? Your father's ever by Abdullah for fun, just put your hand right through the Abdullah candle. I'm sure we all, right? Come on. I'm sure we all, no, you guys don't, you've never done that?
Yeah.
I'm a pyromaniac, I don't know. You guys know I eat fire, I do whatever. But Lemaisa. Purim. Anyways, Lemaisa. So the menorah represents Torah Shebalpeh, the Chacham Sofer says. So now we understand a little bit better. The menorah represents Torah Shebalpeh. So it's not just Torah Shebiksav that has to be Amul Pnei HaMenorah, Yiru Shivas and Eros, our lives, but there has to be a Torah Shebalpeh. You know, there's not enough just Vad, it's important to learn Chumash and learn Nach, but we have to be Amul the Torah. And Amelus B'Toyra, and toiling Torah is only in Torah Shebalpeh. And that's why the Chacham Sofer as well says, it's very strange, right? When we're talking about the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, so right away it discusses, which shouldn't be here, this should be for Chesed, for Parshas Truma, Parshas Vayakel, talking about the actual Maisa menorah. There's a Maisa menorah, Miksha Zov, Ad Yerecha, Ad Pircha, why is that coming here in Baal Yischa? Chacham Sofer says, B'derech Drush, Miksha will turn into Zov. Miksha is kosher, is difficult. Because it's telling us this is Torah Shebalpeh. It's trying to remind us that the focal point of our lives, which is Torah Shebalpeh, has to be with kosher. It has to be with hard work. It can't just be easy. It has to be with hard work. And then it will be Zav. It will turn, Miksha will turn into Zav. At Pircha, until it will ultimately blossom in tremendous fruits. That's Torah Shebalpeh. You know, it's true. And I said it before and I meant it. I have no problem. I think it's wonderful. Those of us that have taken to other limudim, and whether that's machshava, whether it's musar, whether it's chassidus. But all that can't be without some level of serious Torah Shebalpeh study every day of our life. And because when it's Torah Shebalpeh, when it's a Gemara that I'm steiging over, it's not just that I'm learning something. I'm putting my entire entity into it. I'm thinking through it. I'm becoming one with it. And the Torah becomes one with me. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, if you open a Gemara in the Dharm, Daf Lamed Ches, you'll see that Pilpul HaTorah, which is this discussion of Torah Shebalpeh, was given first specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Moshe shared it with the rest of us. And that's Amul Pnei Menorah, Yirish Shivas HaNeros. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it has to be this. It has to be tremendous Amelus B'Torah. And that's the biggest key to our summers. You want to know how to be matzliach the summer? Wherever you are, make sure to have at least a seder. And that seder for some of us might be 4 hours, for some of us it might be 2 hours, for some of us it might be a half hour. I can't tell you how much it's subjective to what you're doing and what your life allows for you at this point in your life. But if you're going to go and not be mamish, omul b'torosh v'al peh, I don't want to finish the sentence, what could be over the summer? And then, okay, the rest you figure out, and to each their own. But this has to be a sort of every Jew, every Yid. And I'm going to explain to you why even deeper. Should I tell you why this is so why? Why is it that Amelos B'Toira, Amelos B'Torosh V'al Peh is the most important? Why is it? Why more so? Why can't it be, Rebbe, I'm going to have a beautiful Seder and learn Shnayim Mikra V'Chetargum every single day. And that's beautiful, wonderful also, by the way. I have no problem with that. It's awesome. It's great. You should. You should. Also. And Rebbe, I have also set up, not just on Thursday night, which is beautiful to do Tom Cheshabbos, or what do you do, Eishel, whatever. These are beautiful things. I have set up, I'm doing Chesed every day, an hour. I found this older couple, I'm helping out an hour every day. That's beautiful, it's awesome. So why is that not an anchor? And I'm never going to miss a minion. Awesome, beautiful. These are all very important. I don't know. And then you say, Rebbe, but I'm going to Camp Hask for the summer. So I'm doing 10 hours a day of Chesed Shel Emes. I'm just giving of myself all day long. I really need to also have a say there. Like, what, really? I'm going to have it. I'm with Hashem. Small piece of heaven, right? So I'll tell you why, Chaver. You want to know why? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Kohanim, Pavodasam, Levim, Mashiram, Mizimram. We don't have a state of Gula. We're in Gaulis. And because we're in Gaulis, let me tell you the biggest part of what Gaulis means. You know what Gaulis means? You know what Gaulis means to each and every one of us? It means I don't feel Hashem in my life constantly and consistently. When there was Beis HaMikdash, and when there will be Bekar of Mamish, Bez Hashem is Baruch, and there's Geula, it's a feeling of closeness, of Kirv Elokim. It's Me'ein Olam Haba constantly. Shabbos Kodesh always. It's Shabbos Kodesh, Me'ein Olam Haba. The Tahor is going to be Shech, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis tells us. It's going to be Mamish. But we don't have that yet. And therefore, each and every one of us at times, and let's be honest with ourselves, struggles in the most important area there is as a Yid. And that is just to feel Hashem in my life. I don't always feel Hashem in my life. I don't. And even if I'm doing, I'm going to Minyan, and I'm putting on tefillin, and I wear tzitzis, and I don't speak any nivel peh, and I'm always wearing my yarmulke, and, you know, I learn chves nisht, whatever. I'm doing, I make my brachas, and I still, like, sometimes will just feel godless. And I just don't feel them in my life. You know, often I get such a discussion, such a question. We all want to feel Hashem in our life. We all want to feel Hashem in our life. Because if I felt Hashem in my life, if I really felt Him in my life, if I felt Him by my side, the way that He is, but if I really felt Him, my whole life's going to be a different life. I'm going to serve Hashem with slavas the way I once did when I was a bacher years ago. Or I'm going to mamish anything that comes my way. K'shem shebarchan tov, kach mevarchan ara. Life will be incredible, but I just don't feel Him always. And I'm missing, I'm lacking. Because I felt Him always. There's no daigas, there's no worries, there's no anything. Everything's great. Life is awesome. So that's what we want more than anything else, to feel Hashem in our life. Not just to know it intellectually, that there is a God who created the world and gave and created me. I want to feel it. I want to feel it the same way I can feel a chaver tov when I give him a hug. I want to feel Hashem. I want to feel that embrace. I want to feel that embrace. I'm going to open up for a moment. and explain to you something. And then we'll prove it from the chorus in a moment. But you know, I don't know how many in the chevra listened to that shir that I gave last Matzei Shabbos. What, I don't know, called even it is a shir because it's all, every word was Torah, but it was more just telling over the story of what I went through over Shavuos and with all the chizik that I gained from it. If you didn't listen, I personally request you should, because I feel the Rabbeinu Shalom brought that to me just to give over what I gave over to Emes and to see it myself. And like I said, during that Shavuos, I didn't daven one tefillah. Again, Shavuos night, I learned for 5 minutes. I didn't learn again the rest of the time. They were like, mamish, I'm talking nothing. Nothing for 2-3 days. Nothing. Yet, I had the biggest zoros of my life, and yet I was able to see the Rabbeinu Shalom nonstop. And yet, I was able to have hakar tov for Hashem in ways that I haven't had my entire 39 years of my life. So some people were asking me afterwards, like, Rabbi, how do you have that? How do you gain that? I'm going to tell you something where, personally, my emunah comes from more than any other place. And my connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom from any, I don't know, whatever it is, I have way, way, way light years to still go and to improve and to grow in feeling Hashem in my life. And light years to grow and improve in my emunah and in my bitachon. And to feel Hashem with me every single moment. But whatever emunah I have, and whatever bitachon I have, and whatever I personally have in my life, there's a few different places it's come from. But the biggest, it's come from just sitting and being amal b'Torah. Mamish, I'm telling you right now. Because when you learn Torah, you mamish, you feel one with Hashem. You feel His personality. You feel that He's there. You feel that He's in your life. You feel that He's a part of you. You know, like Nefesh HaChaim says that every time you learn Torah, He's learning with you. The Rabbeinu Shalom your chavrusa. You really get that. And like the Tanya says that we say over here, we've said it over probably at least once a month for the past 12 years. And if you never did see it inside, I don't know what's wrong with you, but Tanya Perek Dalet, read it inside. Every time you sit and learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving you a hug. And you start to feel that. And then you have it with you when you walk away from the Torah as well. Then you have it with you always. And you have that amun, and you have that bitachon, and you have that closeness to Hashem. And that's what we're really looking for. And you get that through Torah Shebaal Peh, not just from Torah Shebiksav, and not from a cute, exciting piece in Chassidus. All that's wonderful and beautiful, and I love it. But you get it through hard work, and becoming one with it through your effort, and through your oneness to Hashem in the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why Chazal taught it to us. The menorah, we're saying, is Torah Shebaal Peh, the Chasam Sofer says. And the Gemara in Shabbos, very famous Gemara, I'm sure you've heard this. The Gemara in Shabbos asks, I don't understand. It says that the light of Noro will go out of the Parochas. Do we really need, does God need the light of the menorah? For 40 years in the Midbar, we walked, we had light from Hashem. We need the light of the menorah to give us physical light. The Gemara says, the Gemara. Now, look, Shabbos, we're not learning, it does not say for Chassidus, Kabbalah, the Gemara. El Eidisi Lebayolam Chashchina Shor B'Yisrael. The menorah, the light of the menorah, is testimony that the Shechina is here. What does that tell us, Chevra? If the menorah represents Moshe, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, according to Chasam Sofer, what brings us a feeling of closeness and the light of the menorah is a testament to the Shekhinah. It means every time I sit in Shteig over Gemara, I see the Shekhinah, I feel the Shekhinah, I'm one with the Shekhinah. You know what that time, that moment of closeness to Hashem was called originally in the first 36 hours of the world? You know what that was called when we really felt Hashem in our lives in this world? You know what it was called? What was it called, Chavra? In the first 36 hours of the world, what was it called? Thank you. The Or HaGanus. It was the Or HaGanus. That light where you could feel Hashem by your side. It wasn't a physical light. The spiritual light. The Or HaGanus, which we know the menorah, if you count up the neros without the shamashim of the menorah that we light, 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1, how many candles do we light? 36. Connected to 36 hours of the Or HaGanus, because the menorah represents the Or HaGanus. And the Medrash Tanchuma and Noach Ois Gimel, go read it inside, it's tremendous. It tells us, you know how you could tap into the Argon still after it was put into Geniza? After it was hidden away? When you're Omel B'Torah Shabbat Peh. When you work hard in Torah Shabbat. In other words, what? If I want to feel the Shechina, I want to feel the aura of Hashem in my life, that's supposed to be in this world that was put into hiding, and we'll have it again one day. We're going to have it again. But until that time, it's through Omel B'Torah Shabbat Peh. We have to be willing to do it. And that's how I'll have the most incredible summer of Chizik and Zoris wherever I am. And again, everybody on their own amount of time, but whatever it is that I'm going to take upon myself to be Amal B'Torah Shabbat Peh, so that I feel Hashem in my life in everything that I do. Zohar Chadash, I meant to have it, I didn't get it, I don't want to waste time not to find it. But Zohar Chadash, I don't know why I forgot. But the Zohar Chadash tells us, Mamish has a line. It says, Mamish Torah Shabbat Peh da Shechinta. The Farish. The Torah Shabbat Peh is the Shechina in the world. That's why it is. What the Mishnah in Avos, the Mishnah in Avos tells us, right? That Shnayim Shiyoshvim V'oiskim B'Torah Shechina Shrui B'Neim. What are you Oisek? Oisek means to delve into, to work hard. Torah Shabbat Peh. Then Shechina Shrui B'Neim. The Shechina is there. So let's understand, let's finish up, because we still didn't answer our question. We're getting Chizik and Zoris, but why is it, let's get back to the beginning, now we can start to understand, why is it that the parish of Menorah is immediately parish, followed by the parish of choosing the Levium? And why is it that when Hashem wanted to show His Chiba to the Yisraelim, He said, you're Kenegah Chamishi Chamishi Torah. So we all know the famous Zohar that says there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, Kenegah the 600,000 Neshamas. And we don't have Shilohs because we know those numbers are not exact, but they're close enough. And that's we're Makabal, the Torah of the Zohar, the Kabbalah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's brought down in the Zohar Chadash, that 600,000 letters connected to 600,000 neshamas. The emes is, if you open up in Parshas Bamidbar at the beginning, you see when it goes through the whole counting, there's mamish almost exactly 600,000, leaving out who? Leaving out the Levium. If you count up all the other Shiftekah, it's almost exactly 600,000. It's off by a little bit, but it's almost exactly 600,000. But it's not counting the Levium. The Levium weren't part of the counting. They had their own counting. They weren't part of the counting. So comes the Halakha Kedushas Levi, and Kedushas Levi says, the 600,000 Oisios of Torah is Torah Shebiksav, that's of Tanakh. Of Chumash Chumash Torah, the 600,000 letters of Chumash Chumash Torah are all the other tribes. Bnei Yisrael ki Yisrael heim neged haTorah shebiksav, umat Levi heim neged Torah Shabbat Peh. Levi is connected to Torah Shabbat Peh. So now we understand. Chevra, listen, let me pull it all together. The Mishkan. And the Beis HaMikdash represents the place that the Shechina was Shruya in this world. And we were saying tonight, how are we going to feel Hashem in our lives, and the Aragonas in our lives, and feel the Shechina in our lives? It's what? Through Torah Shabbat Peh. So who are going to be the ones that are chosen to lead the Avodah in Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, where the Shechina is? The Shevet that's connected to Torah Shabbat Peh. Kachas HaLevim. Because they're Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's now interesting juxtaposition. Because the menorah, which represents Moshe, which is Torah, and specifically we said tonight Torah Shabbat Peh, because the Aron Torah Shabbat Ksav, the menorah is the Aura of Torah Shabbat Peh, which brings us a connection to Shechina. So right after that, we're going to be Tkacha Salvi Mitoicha Bnei Yisrael, because they're the representation of Torah Shabbat Peh that will be the ones of the Avodah Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, then Hashem says, Yisraelim, I love you so much as well. Don't forget, I love you so much as well. And says, B'nai Yisrael five times. And show my chibur towards you, your chamushi chamshe Torah. Your Torah shebeksav. Your Torah shebeksav. Which you don't even have it. Vada, We have to learn a Torah Shval Peh to feel the Shechina. But without a Torah Shmiksav, you don't even have a Torah Shval Peh. There is no Torah Shval Peh without a Torah Shmiksav. You're the foundation of it all. And this Chiba towards to each their own in their different roles, as we said. You know, a lot of people sometimes try to talk about Judaism as a chauvinistic religion. We have the world of women's lib, and it's all sheker shebesheker. Yiddishkeit gets it right. Yiddishkeit understands. It understands that men and women are different. We live in a world that doesn't understand it, and we live in a very, very sick world. It's a crazy world. Yiddishkeit gets it, understands men and women are different, and we have different roles. And therefore, men have their avodah, and women have their avodah. It's not better or worse, it's just different. If a woman's the one who carries a baby and has a baby, and a man's the one who has his avodah in Torah, and a woman has their avodah in tznius. And again, so everyone understands it's not better or worse, it's different. And therefore, Yisraelim are Tosh B'Ksav, and Levim are Tosh B'Peh. But I love all of you. That's what David just says. B'chever our avodah, if we want to feel the Shechina at this point in our lives, when we have Churban Beis HaMikdash, I want our Aganos! It's Lo'im Le Tosh B'Peh. Let's make sure we're amal b'Torah this summer. Whatever that means, each of you know, I was recently reminded of this book. I went to pay a shiva call. Close talmid of mine, unfortunately, lost his father last week. Avner Shkachalis, very special talmid of mine. My first senior class. First senior class was a class of 2005. Before that, I had a sophomore class. My first senior class, 2005. So Avner, very close talmid, says father was a tzaddik yisoid olam. Dr. Skatchelis, Mamish, there were articles after articles. He was a doctor to Eli, you know him from right by you, Park Davis. So Mamish, he was a doctor to the Gdolim. He kept Rabbi Yashiv alive for Mamish for much longer because of him, like crazy stories. And he was Mamish Tam Chacham and a big Bal Chesed, and like when I say Tam Chacham, he loved Torah. And he learned Mamish. He would never not start his day without sitting down and learning two Mishnayos, no matter what was going on in his day. Like, incredible stuff. And this book was written by one of my close friend's brothers. This book is about Rav Yashi. You should all read it. It's incredible chizik. It's a Sefer Shein Kamohu. It's called the Gadol Adar. Obviously, Rav Yashi was. There's a picture in here of Dr. Skatchelis with Rav Yashiv, so that's why it was out, and I saw it, and it reminded me of this book. This book hasn't been in my house for a couple of years, and I lent it out. Usually I lend out books, I don't remember who has them. I have no idea, but this I remembered who had this one. I called him the other day, and he returned to Baruch Hashem. Anyways, it's a must-read for everyone. This book, I'll just tell you a little background. This book was written by Rav Binyamin Kirshner, one of my close friends from high school. Is Mordechai Kirshner. He lives a few blocks away, and his brother, let me tell you, his brother, I don't know how much I could tell you, but Amevin Yavin, his brother grew up not like most of us in this room. I'm talking like, he went on to Eretz Yisrael, I'll just skip that, you know, too far. He went on to Israel, just to understand, he went, you've never heard of Ner Jake, Ner Yaakov? Brother. Right? Ner Jake, your brother. So, Ner Jake, that's where he went in Eretz Yisrael. So just to get a little picture, you know, Ner Jake, you know, Kilu Neve, for those of you who never heard of Ner Jake. Ner Jake over Shalom, you know, it ended a little bit ago. It was a great place. A lot of guys, Mamish, did incredible there. My brother went to Ner Jake and did incredible. Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of Akar Satov, Rabbi Lif, and the Rebbeim, Rabbi Kunstler, and some of the Chevron knows Rabbi Kunstler from Tosh Raga. He was in Ner Yaakov before they started Av Yisrael, Av Eschaim, whatever it's called, I don't know. Anyways, he's Rabbi Ginian. He went to Ner Jake. He hardly, you know, let's just put it this way. He didn't know which way to hold his Gemara, okay? Guaranteed. Guaranteed. He didn't know much. He became a Ben Bias by Rav Al Yashiv. Ben Bias by Rav Al Yashiv. Mamish Ben Bias, who he could become if you put in. He started, one of his Rebbeim there, Yaakov, said, come with me one morning, we'll go daven with Rav Al Yashiv Vasikin. And then his Rebbe had a little kesher, and they started being the ones that would walk. He started going every morning. And they'd walk Rav Yashiv from his house, this is before the golf cart, to the little trailer every morning. And he ended up becoming a Ben Bias by Rav Yashiv and wrote the whole book about Rav Yashiv, which is incredible. Akiva, he puts you to shame even. Okay, I'm sorry. I love you. But I'm telling you, Ben Bias by Rav Yashiv. But anyways, Lamaisa, I was chazering through a little bit, a couple stories, what a melis is. We don't even know what a melis is. It says, Rav Yashiv, when he married off his daughter to Shlomo Zalman's son, Rav Israel Arbach, Rav Israel, Mamish Gadol Dar himself, right? So he married his daughter at 10 o'clock at the Chasna. Rav Yashiv said he has to go. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says to Rav Yashiv, stay, it's our children's chasna. We're just getting started. Like, where are you going? What do you mean? 10 o'clock, it's early, right? He said, no, I have to go now. I have my Seder. I wake up at 2:30 in the morning to start learning. If I don't go now, I'm not going to get enough sleep to have my koichas to learn tomorrow. I'm leaving. I was here for the chuppah. And okay, I got to go. Like, no. And he left. He left. The daughter's chasna, 10 o'clock, finished. I have to be up 2:30 in the morning to daven. 2:30 in the morning to learn. Like, he... Every single morning, 2:30 in the morning. Like, it wasn't, like, no shayla. One time, it talks out, I think he was like over 100, and he wasn't feeling so well. And one of his grandchildren was watching him. I think it was one of his children called to see how he's doing. He's resting now. And it was like, during the time, it was strange that he was resting, because he would never rest. He would never rest. He was learning 24, in the hospital, he didn't stop learning. So the child said to the grandchild, tell me, what is he, look at Zadie, how does he look? No, he looks very comfortable, he looks good, he's just staring up to the ceiling. The child rushed over to the apartment and quickly checked in and found out he had a major heart attack and they had to take him into the hospital. Baruch Hashem, he was okay afterwards. How do you know? Because Rav Yashiv, there's no such thing as laying staring at the ceiling. Either he was sitting and learning or he was sleeping. There's no such thing as anything else. So if he's laying staring at the ceiling, it must be there's something very wrong. Mamash. That male's betoyer of Rav Yashiv. And Mamish, sometimes you read these stories, you think, these are emistic stories, and maybe it's not for you or I on that level, but a chizuk, it should be, so could we do a little bit more than we're doing? Could we do a little bit more than we're doing? Mamish, we have to go to 9:30 minyan, 9 o'clock minyan, could we not go, maybe I can make it to 8 o'clock minyan, and therefore get to sit and learn an extra half hour? Maybe at night, I could go to sleep a few minutes later and learn for a few extra minutes, whatever it might be. It's Bez Hashem's Baruch. On a bench, every single one of us, we should have a beautiful summer. A summer of relaxation that we need. A summer of simcha, a summer of bracha. But a summer of growth. And if you want to make sure, mamish, that you stay connected to Eibishter and the Shechina throughout the summer, all of us in our own ways. Remember, we all in our own ways. Let's make sure we're koveitim l'torah shvapeh in a very real way. And therefore feel the Shechina in our lives. Feel the connection to the Rabbanu Shel life. And there was zoicha. To have the Aragonas again in the world with the Gula Shleima, with Mishach Sakenu, Bimheir Bimeno.